Fridays for Future, the climate movement inspired by Greta Thunberg, has called for a global day of climate action today. Many groups around the world are planning events both in person and online aimed at drawing attention to the climate emergency. Here, a number of socially distanced demonstrations are planned for Cork, Limerick and other areas around the country. Let's talk to two teenagers taking part, 15-year-old Scott Ryder from Galway and first to Saoirse Exton from Limerick, who is also 15. Saoirse, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us about your plans for today.
So yeah, today in Limerick we're going to be gathering in two places. So from 12 to 1 there's going to be a small gathering in the Green outside Munger Community College, and then there's going to be one in Arthurs Quay Park from 3 to 4pm. It's going to be socially distanced, and obviously we're going to adhere to restrictions.
And this isn't the first protest of this kind that you've taken part in?
No, not at all. This, in Limerick, this is actually our sixth global strike. So we've been doing this for over a year and a half now in Limerick, and this will be our sixth one, but I think it will be very different from other ones that we've had before. It'll be our first ever socially distanced one, and it'll be our first official global strike since lockdown began.
What are you calling for?
We are calling for climate action, basically, if you want to put an umbrella term over it. We need to take action now, because otherwise we will break down into, basically, if the climate crisis is allowed to go ahead,
yes,
it could end up spelling the end of human civilization as we know it. This is true. I know I sound like sort of a Armageddon person here, but like, it is the truth. We are at the point where we are in an existential crisis. This is the deciding point of what will happen for the future generations of this planet. And we need to take action now. We need to reduce our carbon emissions. We need to fund public transport. We need to plant more biodiversity within cities. We need to do this now, or we will not have any time left to make this change.
Saoirse, stay with us. Let's speak and say hello to Scott Ryder, who's in Galway. Good morning, Scott.
Hello there.
Hi. You're planning on protesting today as well, isn't that right? Tell us about your plans.
Yeah, well, I'll be protesting from 2:30 till 3:30 in Eyre Square, Galway. And I will have like a friend or two with me. I do not have a huge amount of people. Not as big as Limerick, unfortunately, but it is a process and I'm trying to get more people to come.
And you've been doing this every Friday since June, mostly on your own, is that right?
Yeah, basically, yeah, mostly on my own.
And what are you calling for?
Well, I'm calling for climate action, as Saoirse said, and like, I want to see the Irish government really buckle down on climate action and to reduce our carbon emissions. Like, our Irish government promised a 20% reduction of CO2 emissions by 2020. They have only reduced our carbon emissions by 1% so far. They have promised 50 to 55% by 2030. And they've promised carbon neutrality by 2040. But the way we're going right now, that does not look likely whatsoever. So I am going out onto the streets in order to encourage and pressurize my government to take action, because we are in a crisis. And it's, yeah.
You have a large audience this morning, but when you're protesting on the streets, do you think people are listening to you?
Yeah, I think I do get the message to certain people and to others. Unfortunately, not so much.
Saoirse, are you supposed to be at school today, and how does that work?
So yeah, at the moment with COVID-19, obviously I am an asthmatic, so there are some worries surrounding COVID-19, and I am in transition year as well, so I'm not in an exam year at the moment. So I've stepped back from physically going to school because of the way that's being dealt there with it there. It's not specifically my school. I just believe that as a whole, schools should not be open at the moment, and it is risking my own safety with my health. So yeah, I'm not at school at the moment, but I hope to go back next month, maybe if cases continue to drop.
And can I put the same question to you that I put to Scott? Do you think that people are listening to you when you're protesting?
again, like Scott said, you know, some people really are. We have some great support. You know, it is incredible what has happened internationally, nationally, locally. Like, I got the amazing opportunity to draft the Biodiversity and Climate Emergency Declaration for the Limerick Metropolitan Council, which was then brought forward to the Limerick Council as a whole. So now in Limerick County, we have declared a climate and biodiversity emergency. But at the same time, we do have people coming up and telling us this is a hoax. Okay. What you're doing isn't good, you know, like insulting us, you know. And I have received abuse online several times. So it's a real mix. I think it's over, you know, mostly okay. It is supportive people, but there are some people who are not.
Saoirse Exton in Limerick and Scott Ryder in Galway, thank you both very much for speaking to us this morning. It's 9:02.